an experience of straying along the verge of that cold universe he meets in Moscow, the universe of established answers, of big truths that cannot be changed in the human existence, and how he, as a human being, as a human human subject in that world, recognizing that, he travels from station to station, finding moments of illumination and compassion, like they find, and my images like travel through the Christmas tree, because every other illumination is like this beautiful toy on a Christmas tree that at the background has this complete melancholic darkness. But I think what drove me personally to this image, as I realize now, was my personal experience of the 90s in Moscow, which was also in a certain way very Benjaminian, because it was the crush of the old society, which I live now, the Greek society of the USSR. It was very cold. The same experience of kiosks as Benjamin had, like very small decorations that travel around the streets. Very similar experience of human attempts to find some comforts, to restore, remont, which he talks about, constant renovation, constant repair, was part of that period. But the most important thing was the ruin of the superstructures and that feeling that whatever you like, whatever you cherish, is your personal responsibility. If you love Goethe, there is no institution to support you. You are the institution. You are the person who travels with a small baggage of your knowledge, of your aspiration, along the ridge of very cold, very strict, very unwelcoming universe, which has, as the peasant woman said in one of the entrances, on one of the scenes Benjamin describes, people always die. I think that was one of the experiences of the 90s in Moscow. And I think what saved me as a writer, as a person who was tried to remain, not to shift positions, not to join the emerging new society, or to go away from the country, was this, as I realized, this Benjamin discovery, which, of which I didn't, was not aware, is exactly that travel, that straying through moments of compassion, through moments to which you can small worlds that are glimmering and shining because they're on the verge of disappearance or being lost. And I realized that in this sense, that experience was a saving one for me to stay in the writing, for me to stay as an to follow the root of writing, the root of letters, the root of subjectivity, of staying someone who can speak about what one sees individually. And in this way, I can see great affiliations with the method of Benjamin in the times of crash and catastrophe and big darkness, which is our reality, but is hidden when everything is peaceful and nice. But it becomes very obvious when you are living through the social change. And I think that was why this is really an instrument for someone who experiences this type of reality.